In Colorado Springs, I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Sheridan School District has reopened some schools this week, but an ongoing educator strike is keeping most students at home. District leaders met with the Sheridan Educators Association over the weekend, but talks stalled. And union officials say school board members didn't show up. The Colorado Education Association says fewer than 30 students out of roughly 800 were in class today, as many families refused to cross picket lines. The U.S. might lose its measles elimination status, says CU Denver researcher Jennifer Reich. The World Health Organization will decide mid-April if the country is successfully preventing continuous outbreaks.
You know, the majority of people are still immunized, but we are below nationwide the 95% threshold necessary to contain outbreaks. And I think what we're seeing now, as we continue to hit new records for outbreaks, is that we have pockets of vulnerability.
Colorado has seen 13 measles cases so far this year. The latest was a baby too young to receive the vaccine. Motorists using Highway 115 in Fremont County should prepare for possible delays starting today. The first stage of road construction will have a five-mile stretch of the highway north and south of Penrose down to one lane. Workers will be active during the daylight hours Monday through Friday, and they will replace concrete roadway panels and guardrails. Striping operations also in the plans for this project that will likely last through September. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. It is 5:06.